乐习中文播客
The Fun Learning Chinese Podcast. Join me and my Chinese tutor as we explore everyday Chinese vocabulary in ways that make sense to an adult learner. Hello, I'm Laura. Today we are going to talk about the restaurant that refused to be normal. I mentioned in a recent Fun Learning Chinese Firecracker Newsflash email, the free emails that you can sign up for, that I thought this would be a Chinese lesson blurb, but it's going to be a little bit too long for that. So here is the restaurant that refused to be normal.
一家自命非凡的餐厅.
Here's some vocabulary to tune your ear to the story.
自命非凡. 餐馆, 女性, 友人, 中餐馆, 进餐, 饭馆, 招牌, 手机, 汉英字典, 糊涂, 顾客, 拒绝, 平庸, 以为, 服务, 普通, 传简讯, 说明, 自我, 期许, 满足, 深奥.
The story you are about to hear is available for Fun Learning Chinese Firecracker monthly and annual members as a diagrammed translation. Being able to follow along and study this brilliantly diagrammed translation and pronunciation guide will make your understanding of Chinese beautifully explode into color. Go to funlearningchinese.com to sign up for the free emails so that you can learn more. Now here's the story.
一家自命非凡的餐馆 2个星期以前,我跟我的女性友人一起出去吃午餐。 我的朋友想要在一家他很喜欢的中餐馆进餐。这家餐馆里有一个很大的中文字招牌。我用我手机里有的汉英字典找到了那几个字的意思。不过，我被字典上那几个字的意思搞糊涂了。 我不明白为什么餐馆会在招牌上对顾客说拒绝平庸。我以为他们的意思是他们不会服务一般普通平庸的人。我觉得我是一般普通平庸的人。当然，我就给我很好的中文老师传简讯问他喽。 他说明那是一个人自我期许的意思。他们自己不会满足于他们开的餐馆是普普通通跟平平常常的。只是拒绝平庸四个字,可是却有深奥的意思。结束。
That's all for today. Thanks for listening. Go to funlearningchinese.com to sign up for the Fun Learning Chinese Newsflash emails to get colorful inspiration and exploding insights into learning Chinese. funlearningchinese.com.